Okay, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order at 6:14. It's close enough. So, the agenda, we'll have to make an amendment to... one or 11.4, because it has my name right now, and we'll change it to John's. Amend. Yes?
11.4, right?
Yep. Okay. And 11.4. Anybody else have anything, addition or omission on the agenda? Anything, John?
Not that I can think of right offhand.
Okay. So, get a motion to accept the agenda as presented with the amendment of 11.4. Okay. All in favor? Okay, we have no delegations. Do we have any correspondence? Okay, so the minutes of, you guys are kind of at a disadvantage, the minutes of the regular council meeting, September 16th, I had no omissions or errors or edits or whatever you'd like to call it. So I'll make the motion to accept the minutes from September 16th. All in favor? All right. Action list. Your turn again, Roy.
Yeah, so any questions? There's just two items there right now. I think there's two, yeah. So it's in the council package. So there's a reference to annexation of a lagoon. It's just on delay for a number of other things. It hasn't been, obviously, a big priority. It's quite an effort to go through that process, so, but not to lose it, it's on here. The second one is some potential amendments to the land use bylaw, but this would not be like major commercial amendments. This is more just generally over a period of time. What are the trends in land use, like smaller homes, more of them, that kind of thing, or if there's some things that have been noticed in the land use bylaw that it would be good to update and get more current. So a list of things like that. I'll just give one example I had researched a bit. There was some discussion of it might be in the interest of the village where somebody had some commercial property that was nothing had been done for a period of time, years, whatever, that where maybe the land use bylaw could say should be able to enforce, you know, do something with it or, you know, something else. But we found out from land planning experts that we work with that, in fact, you can't do that. So that was just an example of the type of thing we might look at. So anyways, that is another one because it's quite long-winded. It's other things have been taken over, priorities, you know, election and so on. And so there is a list kind of slowly being built up. But at this point, those are the key things not to lose sight of. So that's the brief report on those.
Okay. Any questions? No? I guess that's the only... okay. We'll move on to the other reports. So this is from Matt Hogan, our... peace officer.
There's two chairs there.
So they were really busy. They actually, Matt told us that he handed out more tickets in Longview than in Diamond Valley. So that was really good. So 46 violation tickets were handed out, resulting with $14,460 in tickets, 11 written warnings. They've got some trial dates that they have to go for. Still that they're maintaining a strong presence in the Longview school zone. Zero tolerance approach to school zone speeding was applied, resulting in several drivers being charged. They have a PAT, which is positive action tickets, which they distribute to the local youth that are demonstrating safe and respectful behaviors while using such as proper helmet while bike riding, safe pedestrian crossing, and positive community engagement. So they get a treat ticket for Dairy Queen. And that's been welcomed by both parents and the school. So that's that. Okay, your turn again.
Okay, so any questions on the CEO report I submitted in the council package? I'll maybe just highlight that we've been very active with the provincial occupational health and safety inspectors. So our municipality, as well as many others, are under inspection. It's a directive of the provincial government. So anyways, we're working through this. Our staff has had two meetings. It's a requirement of the OHS legislation that this cannot just be the CAO that does this. It has to be everybody on the team. So we've done that. Had two good meetings. Actually, a director of emergency management helped myself. We did one of the requirements, some work site inspections. There's not many buildings in the village, but anyways, we did that just as an example. So there's a number of things we're to follow up on. The lady who's the inspector came back for a second visit and actually did the formal kind of review. We went to all the sites, the public workshop and so on, and she wrote up some things to follow up. So we're in the process of following that up. So that's just one highlight there. I already mentioned something in the previous meeting about the FREA Wildlife Hazard Risk Assessment Project that's underway. So any other questions?
The follow-up on the campground, Sandy, have you able to get any information on that?
There's some information from one other municipality was helpful, so I have to work further on that one.
Okay.
So we do have a good lead, though.
All right, yes. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions on Roy's report? No? Okay. You have to speak. Please. Do you have anything to say about our monthly water? It's the county that does our water?
No, they're just every as usual. They do a good job, I may say, of monitoring and making sure the right products are in there and so on. So that's as usual good. They have also helped with some of our West View Place project there. There were some water matters. So a big thank you to the lead there. He was actually, John is his name. He was happened to be out just doing something else, and it was the timing was just perfect.
It's perfect.
Coincidentally, that he was able to help out on something. So, anyways, it's going as well as it could, I think.
Okay. So, can I get a motion? I added in the action report, CAO report. Can I get a motion to accept the reports as presented? Thank you. All in favor? Okay. All right, moving on to the money, which would be you again.
Yes, are there any questions on the financial information submitted in the package?
Any questions on the?
No.
Any questions on the check register? John?
Yep.
And then the year-to-date. Any questions? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to accept the finances. All in favor? Okay. All right. So we're now at question period, an opportunity for the public to ask a question about something on the current agenda. Yes, ma'am.
If I may, I wasn't here for a portion of the organizational meeting. CAO, Tuchek, there we go. Hi. FRIAA Wildfire Hazard Risk Assessment Project. Is there an ETA for any reports coming in?
There should be one in November, another one. There was already one in July, the first one. I would say meat and potatoes is coming in this next one. It's actually a report with some recommendations for the council and I guess admin to review. So coming pretty soon.
The July report, is that public or is that administrative?
I think it's probably okay to put out. There's not a lot of informative content, but if I could certainly send it to you and you can tell me if you think it should go out. You know, the lots of information will be in November. So just let me know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Going once, going twice. All right. Going on to business. My apologies. I should have bumped you up to the beginning of our meeting.
That's fine.
Well, you might have places to go, people to see. Tickets to give us. My apologies.
No, that's fine. Here.
So, your turn.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor, Council, and CEO for inviting me to your meeting. I just want to make it very brief and congratulate the new councillors and the returning mayor. Thank you so much. In the past, I really worked well with Roy. If Roy has questions or concerns, he has my number, he'll call me. I work well with the community. If the community has concerns, please call me. We'll address your concerns and issues and in a timely fashion and whatever you need done. I look forward to working with you. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me. I won't call you back. I will come and actually meet with you in person because that's just who I am. You'll know who I am. You get a face, you won't get lip service over the phone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
if you have
you.
Any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, go through Roy, or call me directly. And
what's your contact number?
911.
Okay.
Here, I'll give you here, Roy, if you want to just hand those out, and if there's any more, then I can provide those. Yeah. So
thank you.
Can I add a comment?
Yeah.
Just a reminder. Commander Don has tried to help us by saying to us quite often that he can help us more, as his team can help us more and more, to the extent everybody reports everything that should be reported, right?
Like, correct.
You can say this better than I
do. So we encourage the public, your community members, to call the police. Even though you might think it's very, very trivial, it's very important to us because that gives us a clearer picture of what's going on in Longview, because in years past, we think Longview is great and there's no crime in Longview, but that's not the case because people call and say, well, I'm not gonna call the police because it's very trivial, it's minor, I don't wanna be involved. I encourage everyone to call, regardless of what it is, so we can have that stat in our book, and it'll increase eventually more members in our in your community, and you're gonna see us a lot more. Because what I have to do is strategically place the members where they're needed. So if there's no issues or no concerns in Longview, we don't get any phone calls, and we think everything is good until I come to a mayor and council meeting and then I get raked over the coals because you don't see us enough. So please, please encourage your community members to call us, regardless of what it is. We will give you the attention and we'll take your complaints very, very serious. Just on another note, we have some members coming into our new detachment. They're looking for places to buy and to rent. So if you have anything, rental accommodations in your community, let us know.
Place next door to me is for sale.
Okay, and at least I can pass that on to them, and you might have a police officer right in your community. So
that would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
Just the car part there is a bit.
Hey, as long as you're beside her, we should be good.
I said I wanted them there. Come on.
So, pass the word if someone does, ma'am.
Are you involved with Citizens on Patrol?
We partner with them. We have to be careful that we don't direct them in any way. We're an arm distance away from them, but I support Citizens on Patrol. They're a very valuable resource to us. They're our eyes and ears, and that's it. They don't get involved. They call, report, and you know what? They might be that little piece to add to the puzzle that we're looking to try and solve. So yes.
There's a bunch of us here in the room.
Perfect.
We've got 9 volunteers from the village that are almost all done their training. I think we've only got a couple people left.
And okay. One more coming on as soon as she's approved.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to meet with me, Citizen Patrol, I'm available. I will come to your meetings. If you want me to talk about a specific thing, just let me know. And Lisa knows how to get a hold of me. And I don't have an issue coming at nighttime and having a conversation. That's my job. So I have nothing more important. But I'm your guy. I'm your police officer. I'm your chief of police, if you will. I want to help the community.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
And you've shown that since you've came here.
Well, thank you.
We truly
much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. So if any questions, concerns, please call me.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. If you have any questions, please reach out. I will have a report to you, hopefully by the 15th of November, on your quarterly report, your second quarter. Okay?
Perfect. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Stay safe.
Okay, moving on. Meeting date with Vice President Deborah Reed Mickler. She's from Dutchess. I think she got back.
Yes,
she's deputy mayor.
Yes.
And she's currently the interim president for AV Munis.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Going into their convention.
Oh, that's awesome. So we usually try to meet with her, and she comes up with lots of good ideas and talks to us about different things.
So, I put this agenda item just so we could possibly schedule.
Try to get a meeting.
Time. If you want to give some dates while you're all here, I could pass those on and, you know, work from there.
Because she's in Dutchess, it's normally a day meeting, yes? During the day. Right, Lisa? We normally met her during the day. So Aaron would miss out.
My preference would be if I'm attending between Tuesday and Thursday.
Right. So what, do we want to try to plan something? Do we wait until the new year? Because we might be able to have a chance to talk to her at the convention. Yeah, the opportunity might present itself then. So should we maybe try to plan something in the new year?
Just table it.
Okay.
Or I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay.
If I may,
yes.
I would encourage you to send an email to her. I know she's really flexible to come out on evenings, and then in the email you could suggest meeting, maybe take her for lunch during the convention, and you get or have some kind of a meeting time. There's some flexibility during convention.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, you want me to follow up on that? Okay.
Okay. All right, so November 12th to 14th, AB Muni Convention in Calgary.
If I can make a comment. Mm-hmm. For my point here, there was really just a confirmation of whether or not the council wanted to commute or stay the evenings there in hotels. I had originally been in the position of kind of keeping costs down, being conservative, and but there's the downside of that is the loss of networking and so on. So I just wanted to know if you wanted, council wanted to hotel it, then I need to get on that very quickly. I did make some calls already. A lot of it's already booked up, but there's some alternate places that are not outrageously priced right now. So I can probably still get some places. So that was all it was from my point of view on that one. You're already booked, like that's already done. I handled that, but just the hotel question.
Because of when we went, the three of us went to Calgary, we missed out on so much by coming home, because they have things in the evening, and that's when you do your main networking and meet the other people and can talk about issues and everything else. And plus just the fact that you have to be there so early in the morning. And then you're there learning and everything, and then rush home to be able to go back again. So my thought is I would like to stay in Calgary. But the floor is open for you to both.
I'm for staying in Calgary, I mean, see? Because, yeah, I'm not an early riser all the time, sorry. I mean, you're back late.
We already put it in the budget last year to make sure there was money for us to be able to go to conventions, because we feel they're very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. If there's an issue getting like three spots or whatever, I would have alternative.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
There may well be. So it's great to have an option.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Okay. Oh, sorry, if the direction is hotels, then thank you for that.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing, the direction is hotels. Okay.
Yeah, I'll please. Okay.
Okay.
So the library appointment. We had done this once before and we didn't put the years. They needed to have it appointed for how many years?
3-year term. Yeah,
three-year
term. And we have
term.
A specific date given.
So, but we will need to amend it because they've got my name on there, but we're going to have to amend it to John Wagoner. So the RFD is request council to revise previous council motion to read as followed, that the village appoint the following people to a 3-year term ending October 24th, 2028 on the Longview Library Board. Erica Smith, Carrie Gallup, Pat Williams, Sylvia Binkley, Maggie McGregor, I think that's what it is, Marie Hummel, and then John. You good with that?
Yeah.
So we would make that motion.
Yep. So we need a motion to
make a motion.
All right.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. All right, FCSS renewal agreement. So the new agreement is from January 1st, 2026 to December 30th, 2028. So they haven't changed what they're allotting us from last.
Correct.
The last 3 years.
The new council has been able to see some other email information I've sent. I actually talked to FCSS today as well to clarify some things. So I guess reiterate for everybody's benefit. So the funding formula is basically population-based, and it's not negotiable. It won't change. The lady I talked to today said it's just not going to be. I said I wasn't calling to try and negotiate. I just wanted to clarify. But she said, just so you know, that is not going to be talked about for a while. And she also said that they have to open this up every 3 years, so it would come up anyways. But there is no change in dollar values funding. It's approximately $10,000 each year for 3 years again. But they've made a lot of changes in terms of trying to tie together. There's three legislations or acts involved. So there's acts and regulations, one other document. And they're basically trying to get more compliance with various municipalities, I guess, organizations. We had a case, an example, we know exactly what they're talking about. So sadly, the village no longer can get FCS funding for medical transportation. So they've made that very clear. That's just their ruling, no. So there are a bunch of other situations like this throughout Alberta that, because of the way it was worded before in the FCSS agreement, three-year agreements, that the compliance wasn't always there. So the big effort was to tighten this up. And the other part of the new agreement was basically more reference to training. And I think you were referring to some of the FCS training, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've already been into that. So in summary, the actual agreement, the dollar amount available that's being offered to our municipality is not changing at all. It's just some terms. And then the way they phrase this renewal is, does the council accept or not? So it isn't a negotiation, made very clear. It's a matter, if you want this funding, you have to, basically we have to accept their new wording, same dollar amount. And just for everybody to know, it's a matching program. So the province puts in 80%, so it's 10,000-ish. And in order, if we accept this and we want to use it, we need to put in 2,500 approximately from the village together. And then what happens is, and sorry, many of you already know this, but so there is, once council says, agrees, yeah, we accept this for the next, 3 years, please continue to send the money, we accept your new terms about compliance, blah, blah, then the FCS committee will go through whoever wants to do whatever they feel is important and ask for funding, then those recommendations are passed to council for the second decision. One is accept or not. Number two is, does the council agree with these recommendations? Who gets the $10,000 or $12,000? So that is the process, and basically that's the request on the table here. This is pretty much an administrative matter, but I thought it would, because new council is here, it just a courtesy to involve everybody and know what's out there. And if I have, I guess, a choice and I'm allowed, I generally prefer to have motions as not, but I know I have to balance, admin needs to do their thing. So anyways, that's the context we're in here. So I'll just, is that enough said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mayor, council? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, the deadline, sorry. The deadline is, if it's to be accepted again for another 3 years, I have to notify them, sign off on behalf of the village by before the end of this year. And it's for 3 more years.
Any comments, concerns?
What does it stand for?
Foothills Community Social Services.
Thank you.
Or family. Family, not Foothills. My mind is wandering. No, it's family, community. And just kind of to put it in context, the taxes that I pay in a year, I pay more in taxes than what's funded to FCSS. So it just kind of puts it in context that, it's not like, I'd like to bump it. I'd actually like to give all my tax money to the FCSS. I'd like to bump up instead of the 20%, which we're allowed to do. That is a council thing, though, that we would decide that, but that's for another day. So No comments, no concerns. So can I get a motion to accept the
three-year
FCSS renewal agreement?
Yeah, very bored.
Sorry, Lisa's distracted me.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the agenda package.
Yep. Don't make fun of me.
I know where you live. I wouldn't let her. I got your back. I'm right here.
You got my back.
I got your back.
Oh, John made that. Didn't he?
See? Isn't it right?
Good grief. Okay. All in favor? Oh. I can see where these meetings are going to go. Especially. All right. Let's keep on moving here. Okay, the community Christmas party. Request council to make decisions regarding 2025 community Christmas party. Thank you. Bruce and Lisa Penner have offered to lead carrying out the event. So
the dinner. Just the dinner.
No.
My email says the dinner.
It says carrying out the event.
My email said.
Sorry, Lisa.
Isn't that the whole thing? No, is the dinner.
Thank you.
Is
yeah,
the
big
event?
Thank you.
You missed the opportunity to amend the agenda at the beginning.
Yeah, we missed that. Okay, we will change that to that. But it does say need decision regarding traditionally. Oh no, that okay. We'll change that for you, Lisa. And Bruce have offered to lead carrying out the dinner,
the whole event,
the cooking. They're awesome, and I don't know how, but they sure save a lot of money, whatever it is they do. And then also need decision regarding traditionally the village Christmas dinner is held on the first Sunday of December, and because the seniors are having a night out with the light tour on the same Sunday, we need to make a decision to change the date or not. I would like to change the date so that we can have... Stop it.
So you guys obviously aren't back in time for the...
No.
On the same day.
No.
It's in the evening, right?
Yeah.
In the dark for the lights, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you go to the
do you think the 14th is too late to be having a... See, I always thought it was later. Years ago when Michelle did it, I always thought it was later in the month. I didn't think it was in the very beginning.
Wasn't it later when I was a kid?
I thought it was later, too.
Yeah, like it was
well,
a week or two before
we
Christmas.
We used to come and decorate.
Yeah.
We'd have... Or Lisa, what? Who's that woman that lives in the corner over there? Michelle. She would, because she would have all the families, and we would all decorate, bring our children and everything.
Did it get bumped because of light up?
I don't think so.
We usually do our thing on the Saturday.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is that why it got bumped a week earlier, once we started doing light up? Put it together?
I think there might have
been
something about that.
Yeah, I think it's been longer than that as well.
If I may?
Yes.
I think, thank you. The Christmas dinner on the first Sunday has been happening longer than light up. Has been happening,
mm-hmm.
So they picked the Saturday
and
to go along. So it
may have been council themselves once
that
they
made
took
the
it over that that's when they decided to do
so
it.
For
or
the,
it could have been the availability.
Could have been Lisa Tycrobe's availability because she ran the
right.
dinner before. The first weekend, people come out for light up, then they stay and visit with family in the village and come to the dinner. That could be a breakup. Having a large percentage of the population being away at the seniors' bus tour is going to have an impact if you keep it on the first Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you bump it to the next Sunday, the 14th, it's change. But there's no known local events happening.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm
markets on the 13th, right?
Yes.
Sausage's markets on the Saturday.
Sausage's markets on the Saturday,
yeah.
The 13th.
Do you need to be in there on the 13th? to start prepping?
I've already had some conversations and we feel like we can share space.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, thank you. So are you guys good with trying to move it?
Ivor's nodding his head the other way.
I'm nodding, you're shaking me.
I think we need to split those two up.
No, well, I'm sure the seniors would appreciate it if it's moved to that date.
Yes.
It's just unfortunate this year.
Yes.
We've never had a conflict before.
No. So it could be a one year. That, or maybe more people might like it closer to Christmas.
So motion to put it on the 14th.
Okay.
Put forward.
Who's making that? John is? Okay. Where am I? That's not it. Good grief, I lost my note.
So it's community Christmas party, right?
Yep.
And that Bruce will be approved to
dinner.
To do the event.
Dinner, because council can organize the event.
Yes. So this, it was given, Michelle didn't want to do it anymore, so council took it over. So it's kind of a council thing.
Okay.
So that's our, that's our thing to give back to the community. Okay. Here it is. Okay. So that was John again. All right. And we're all in favor, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Strategic planning.
This was just a matter of setting, if I may jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a matter of planning a date. Well, number one, I recommend we do it. Probably you're all familiar with the value. And number two is maybe we could look at some dates. It's usually sooner than later is good. It's meant to set kind of a tone for where you want to go. Even if things aren't decided, you can always have two of these, but at least start thinking about some main goals or directions for the longer term. That's just a high level summary of strategic planning. So would council like to have a strategic planning session, and when would you, what are some dates possible, and also where would you like to do it? I remember in the past there was some discussion of, was it at the church or the cookhouse or the community hall or wherever. If there's some discussion and response from council would be great.
I'm good with any time. After November.
In January sometime.
I think it's really good for us to come together and discuss things and get to know each other a little bit. Plus, you know, he brings the budget and all that kind of stuff and we learn. So I don't want to leave it for too long.
Yeah, thank you. If I can just stereo effect. So one of the big benefits is the team building part, the rapport building, just spending time together. It's even 3-4 hours. It was actually fun and enjoyable, which is, sometimes it gets quite stressful and very serious doing these roles, but it's nice to have more of a social time. So I thank you for bringing that up, Mayor. It's a value, big value.
Okay, so in the new year, try for January.
January. It's
so should I? Oh, sorry.
Everything's sort of busy, right? Like I know busy with light up now. This training sessions. Yeah, it's learning step here, right? So we can. So yeah, no. I mean, doing the new year.
Okay.
So, go
ahead.
So should I just look at some dates and come back to council on email and just kind of work it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That
as
works
long
best,
as it's in the new year.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right.
Super.
We'll do.
All right. And then that's Roy coming back on that one. RFD for the extension for the 90 days for our training.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to speak with the interim president or vice president of Muni Fairs, so Deborah, and she said what she has recommended to many smaller municipalities, and they're actually doing it, is just to have this type of motion that's listed in the RFP. She's been speaking quite a bit to municipal affairs leadership, and apparently I don't fully understand, and no need to go into a big rabbit hole here, but there are some potential gaps in the way I think the MGA and some legislation is written in terms of how new council gets in, so on. So the bottom line is, just as an act of prudence, just in case something happens, I think I gave a few examples, you know, some paperwork goes sideways or something happens, having this motion in place protects the new council. You've already had the Muni 101 training, which this is pretty much what it's about. But with this motion in place, you've enacted, and she said, is this mean kind of retroactively? And says, in effect, yeah. So in effect, this is retroactive. If something did happen, that you've enacted MGA section 201.12, whatever it is, so that you were allowed 90 days to catch up anything if you needed to. That's bottom line. Now, you shouldn't have to. This was just an act of prudence. So I just thought, why not? It's only motion time. Doesn't hurt. It's recommended by somebody in leadership. A lot of other municipalities doing it. So that's the recommendation. I don't think it hurts anything. It's just a protective measure.
Okay. Do I make that motion? I'll make a motion. Unless there was more discussion. Did you have any more discussion on that?
What was her name that you were talking about?
Deborah Reed Mickler, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Does that throw anything offside? Because you were saying like you have to have the training before you
organizational. Actually, that's the, I'll just use the word weird or funny thing about it. It's what it is really is it's an informal, a little uncomfortable saying, but it's fact. It's a kind of informal agreement between the municipal affairs people she talked to,
yeah.
and they worked it out where she got a verbal confirmation. I'll just be full disclosure here. There actually is a document that she has on file. I asked for it. She said, I prefer just to keep it there. If you need it, let us know, can pull it. But it verifies that municipal affairs supports this. So it has, should have no impact on this council. It's only if something looked like it was going to mess up your official being in this position that this would come back and say, no, we enacted 90 days through MGA, you're covered. So.
Okay, so I'll make the motion that council approve extending the time allowed for completion of the newly mandated training under the MGA to 90 days per MGA section 201.12.
Correct, thank you.
All right, all in favor? Okay. And that includes the, or do we have to have another one? That includes both?
Yeah, what's the second?
Emergency management training?
No, that's a different topic.
Okay, so emergency management training?
Yes, so this is a separate legislation from the province. Not the Municipal Government Act, but the whether it's the act or regulations to do with emergency management. But there is a stipulation in there that new councils have 90 days to complete specific training that was listed in the RFP. So this was simply a courtesy getting it on the radar of new council to say, please just plan, you've got 90 days just to fulfill these things. So, you know, you can say you complied, trying to give as much notice. Anything like admin can do to help, please let us know. So that's it.
If we can reach out to the director and she'll line us up these courses?
Nothing to do with the director. This is a separate department of the province.
All right.
Yeah.
So you have all this information?
Well, I'd have to research into it. This basically comes out of our bylaw, which was taken from the, whether it's regulations or act, whatever. But there are higher ups in this area of the province that we could go to, or middle management that could say, where's the easiest, fastest way to get this particular legislation we're supposed to have? But we basically copied it, or we were directed to put this when we did the revision to the emergency management bylaw this year.
Right.
This was part of, you know, being in there. So I was just, oh, I can't forget to do this type of thing. So,
so the AEMA Municipal Elected Officials course, that's not
you
what...
took it.
We've already taken that.
You have.
Oh, I have.
They haven't.
Okay, and then
sorry,
the incident... to help me to understand. And then the incident command system... those were Zoom courses. We could just sit and watch them. We didn't go anywhere for them.
The elected officials is the only one that past council took. I organized that when I was the Dem until I found out I couldn't be the Dem. It was the only one at the time that elected officials had to take. The other 100 courses are for the Dem and DDEM. I don't know if it extends to elected officials. So that
well, that's the one I'd like to know
it's
because
just,
it's Incident Command System 100 level training, it says all of council. But I don't understand why we council would take that one.
I would talk to your Director of Emergency Management for clarification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you please get clarification for that? Because I'm thinking it's just the AEMA Municipal Elected Officials course, and that's a Zoom.
Was this our FD training that mentioned somewhere?
We don't have an RFD for that one.
Well,
Roy mentioned something.
So it was put as an RFD on the... No, it wasn't?
I don't have an RFD
sorry about
for that. That's why he was asking if they were both the same.
My bad. No. So no RFD. I guess it's just this note here is let's put it on the radar. So is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. If you could reach out and let us know about that and then when they are offering the Zoom courses for us, please.
Okay. Yep.
Was there any correspondence? Nothing? No.
No.
All right. Any other questions? Council's fine. I can go ahead and adjourn. If you're all good. Okay, I'm going to adjourn at 7:02. Thank you.